Hello everyone, this is an intelligent analyst and this time I'm back with another analysis and review. So today I'm going to talk about The Sandman. DC is known for its dark themed movies and TV shows. When it comes to creating a good TV series based on comic book characters, then no one does it better than DC. For example, we have Arrow, Flash, Gotham, etc. DC keeps its focus or both on TV and big screens. Therefore, we see less in numbers but good quality content from them. In recent edition, they came up with another super hit comic book adaptation Netflix series, The Sandman. Story: Morpheus is the king of dreams and one of the seven members of the Endless. He was captured by a man during an occult ritual and his magical tools were taken away from him. He was held in a prison for over 100 years, and when he eventually came out, he tried to get back his truth to fix the world which suffered the most due to his absence or the absence of dreams. Background: The Sandman is a fantastic drama series based on the 1989 to 1996 comics written by Neil Gaiman and published by DC Comics. The series was developed by Gaiman, David S. Goyer, and Alan Ginbell for Netflix, and produced by DC Entertainment and Warner Brothers Television. The series was supposed to be a movie initially, but owing to creative differences, the creators decided to go for a TV series instead. The series was released on Netflix on 5th August with 10 episodes and one bonus episode released on 19th of August. Will Baldy, George Steele, and Sam Hasman did the cinematography. In the main star cast, we have Tom Sturridge as Morpheus Dream, Boyd Holbrook as Corathian, a nightmare, Vivienne Akempong as Lucien, the librarian of the dreaming and its caretaker in Dream's absence, Patton Oswalt as the voice of Matthew, the raven, Dream's emissary, David Thewes as John Dee, Jenna Coleman as Joanna Constantine, Gwendoline Christie as Lucifer Morningstar, Kiora as Rose Walker or the Vortex, and Zain Jamal as Letta Hall. Positives: there are several things with The Sandman that impressed me a lot. What I loved the most was its truthfulness to the comic story. The story covered in the series is very close to the comics, and they try to take reference from the comics themselves. It includes the characters, events, and several great dialogues. They made necessary changes to make it palatable to the current audience and designed it accordingly. Next, I loved the cinematography of each episode based on the title theme. The portrayal of the different eras, sets, costumes, dialects, and designs was to the mark and impressive. We observed the good use of VFX in how the human world, dream world, hell, and dream's kingdom were created and brought to life on the screen. The background score helped in enhancing the product and make sure that the scene on the screen creates a bond with you. I can easily say that all the characters portrayed with honesty, and some would impress and leave mark on you. I loved Tom Sturridge as Morpheus, cold, decisive, and righteous without any hint of weakness. He does not give a lot of expressions as you would expect from the character of the King of Dreams. He looked handsome and cold throughout and beautifully portrayed the inner conflict and adaptation to the changing times. Next, who impressed me the most was Boyd Holbrook as Corinthian. His character looked so cool that you would fall in love with him, but do not fall too hard lest he will complete your eyeballs for his collection. He lived his character and there wouldn't be a point where you would think he was losing track. Vivienne Akempong as Lucien will also impress you with the portrayal of her character, loyal to the heart, caring, and responsible. Other actors like Jenna Coleman and Joanna Constantine and When ruling Krishti, Lucifer Morning Star will also impress you and leave an impression. Negative. The Sandman is a thrilling saga and you will like it. Though there are a few pitfalls I would like to talk about. I believe the series created to establish each character and the premises of the Sandman universe. Each episode would cover a different story and dive deep into that, but it made the entire series slow. I lost interest at a few spots due to the slow pace and could not binge watch it. Next, the first half of the series was pretty interesting and the creators could have spent some more time on the quest of Morpheus to find his tools and get them back. He did not have much to do to get to them, which was a little disappointing. The second half of the series did not have much to do with the first half and it was not as intriguing as the first half. At last, I do not understand Netflix's obsession with being woke and homosexuality. It is good to show the picture of society, but why show each and every other character as homosexual and pervert? Who would have sex with anyone and anywhere with the very first chance they get? I believe it is wrong and disrespectful to the stereotype and entire section of society so that you can prove that you are woke and left-leaning. Seriously, this is something Netflix should think about. The conclusion. I'll give 4 out of 5 stars to The Sandman. I loved the concept and the characters, but the slow pace and the second half ruined it a little bit for me. I am happy that they established the Sandman universe successfully and we can see more action coming up in the next installments. I hope that Boyd Holbrook as Corinthian would return in the next season too, and we got the hint for that too in the climax. And that is all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is again Intelligent Analyst. If you liked it, give it a like, share and subscribe. And if you have any kind of suggestions, any book, any series or any movie, just let me know and I'll have a review for that for you. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.